after our discussion in Bankside yesterday, Nina was asking me about some of the comments about Nimitta, because she mentioned that you referred to Nimitta as concept, so she was quite confused.
If you don't talk about the word like concept, what is seen now?
Because the point is that when we just talk about, refer to what's seen now, we don't have to think whether it's reality or concept.
I see that the name is very, very powerful because it covers everything up. So if you don't use any name, but we have to use in order to know what reality we are talking about. So what appears now, see, what is seen now.
And it doesn't matter whether we call it reality or nimitta or anything else, just that which is seen or concept. It doesn't matter what you call it, whether you say it's reality or nimitta or concept, because what's important is just understanding what is seen now.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Because it's just a name, just a word.
Yeah.
But what about the reality that's seen now? Usually we always get hung up about words and terms
and keep on doubt about what that word means. But actually the reality is there to be known, no matter what word we use. For example, what is seen, do we have to say nimitta, or it is nimitta, which is seen?
Any of your questions?
Yeah, about shape and form, how to use that, again another word. But it's, as you said, there are different visible objects. You call them shape and form. But it does not mean that we think at once or see a person. It's not that meaning.
Again, the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is seen is a nimitta of reality, no matter you call it shape and form or not.
Form a person or a ball or something. But no, there are different visible objects and they are seen.
But when there's an idea of a person or a ball, then that's thinking about the idea. It's not just the visible object that we see.
And so there are many different colors, and together we can call them shape and form, but it's still visible objects, right?
And when you're calling them different colors, then that's thinking about it. That's not a visible object that's appearing there.
This morning you talked at 6 o'clock kayak at Tansati, and you said many times don't try kayak at Tansati. It was very good because nothing is excluded for Satipatthana. And I like it very much. And then you talked about seeing, and seeing visible object and not seeing a person or a thing after that. So we listen to kayak atasati, but we should not cling, or now we have to be aware of the elements of the body.
Any clinging or making a rule now about what there should be awareness of?
Of course.
Even now, if we think there should be awareness of elements,
no.
Clinging or trying behind it.
So there is smell. There is smell.
I can understand better. Otherwise, it's distract from understanding reality to something quite very mysterious.
Try to keep finding the right word. Or
to find out the mystery.
Yes.
But it's not as mysterious.
Try to work out exactly what the meaning is. Mm-hmm. Like John was saying, if one tries to stick to the exact word or find out the exact word. It's a big distraction from understanding the reality.
For example...
Yeah, I get your point. Yes, it's much clearer now.
For example, what is seen is seen. One thing. That which can be seen is a reality, right? And without the nimitta, it cannot be known.
Without the nimitta, it can't be known.
See? So there must be a nimitta of reality, but not know who's who. We cannot know different people and different things. But it's seen, and the thinking thing about it as not a reality, but as different things, as concept. So it brings about reality, and then nimitta, and then concept.
And whether one refers to the shape and form and the nimitta of the reality, or whether one's thinking about the shape and form, it's just different moments. Because the reality is just how it is, it's just the reality. So if one says, oh, but does it have shape and form or this or that, then it's just thinking about ideas about it.
No one knows that it's reality, but one takes it for something, concept. But without nimitta, there cannot be concept. And without reality, there cannot be nimitta.
Without reality, there can't be the nimitta. And without nimitta, there can't be the concept, as we discussed yesterday. But because of nimitta, one thinks about concepts all the time. But it doesn't mean nimitta is concept, but one thinks about the concept of that nimitta all the time.
Even it's not speak out, it's not spoken out. But it's there in mind about something that is made known by nimitta. The snake can see reality and nimitta, and also panyati, but no word. Because the nimitta make known as what is what.
The nimitta makes known, and even if one doesn't speak out like the snake, it still knows what is what. Even though there are no words, the nimitta makes it known, and then there's thinking about the ideas, but no words.
So it's not snake or human being or whatever. There must be seeing, and that which seen is nimitta, which is made known as something, without word. This is made known as this, and this is made known as this. Nimitta. This is nimitta of Nina, concept. But if no one knows that who you are, there is only nimitta, which is make known of someone, but no name. But it's still someone different from this, different from that.
So because of nimitta, there is still this and this and this and all these details, but if there's no thinking about it, then it's not made known. There's no idea about it. But still, what is seen still has that nature. It still has the signs and the details, but no thinking about it, no impression about it.
Except everything.
Immediately.
Yeah, but no words.
But even if there is no concept, there's still a visible object that's seen, but actually immediately there is the impression or the idea.
Because there must be nimitta and then later concept. And then words. Until all are dhammas naturally. So what is so far from this moment is the path leading to understanding, seeing right now as it arising and falling. How far from this moment?
So when Nina was confused because she heard you saying that nimitta were concepts, but I think you just mean thinking about the concept about nimitta.
That's right, reality first, and then nimitta, and then concept. because there cannot be concept without nimitta. And nimitta is nimitta.
Yes.
And it brings about concept.
And sometimes we may use shorthand, so we may say, oh, after seeing this, thinking of concepts.
But we have to say space by space.
Yes.
Because we understand what's meant by nimitta already.
Yes. And on the point about Sanya and Vedana and whether they accumulate or not, because the pleasant feeling, for example, this pleasant feeling when tasting something nice, I mean after tasting and thinking about it, and it seems that the pleasant feeling, even though it just tastes the object, it just feels, but it can be strong feeling or weak feeling, and it seems to accumulate. For example, each time one thinks about drinking the tea, the pleasant feeling is a little stronger, so it seems that it accumulates.
At that moment it experiences what is there.
Just that, yes. Just that. So we cannot talk about that feeling accumulating.
But after that, like or dislike,
yes.
Very weak or very strong.
Strong, and that accumulates. But the feeling can be very pleasant or not so pleasant.
But it
feeling.
Doesn't, what you call, sankhara khanda, condition.
The other realities. Yeah.
It just feels.
It feels.
What is conditioned.
But can one say, even though it doesn't condition the other realities by way of accumulating, still itself accumulates stronger?
Kusala and akusala.
Only. Not the feeling. The Vedana itself just feels, and it doesn't condition the other, the lobha or the other chetasikas afterwards. So we cannot refer to it accumulating. And I always thought that we can talk about sanya accumulating, for example, each time it marks this particular object. Just marks, but
yes.
It doesn't accumulate.
Because when we talk about accumulation, it has to be kusala and akusala.
Yes.
Yeah, because kusala, it's all gone, yes. But the accumulation of sankhara khanda is there.
Yes. But even when it's kusala or akusala sanya, we cannot refer to it accumulate. It doesn't accumulate.
It just remembers.
Just remembers.
Yeah.
And by
and recognize that it's function.
To remember again and again and so on.
That's why ajitta accumulates kilesa and kamma and vipaka.
But we can talk about Vedana or Sanya arising by Pakata Upanisya Pachya, and usually we refer to this as accumulation.
By being Pakata Upanisya.
By being
Pakata Upanisya.
No, but by being Pakata Upanisya, we can talk about them accumulating in this way or not.
But otherwise, how can the feeling accumulate? Because it's different. And sometimes it's wrong, sometimes it's less.
Yes.
It depends on sankhara.
Yes.
And
but one of the main sankhara, it depends on when it's kusala or akusala, is pakata upanisya.
By way of natural,
natural,
the way it is nature.
Yes.
Only.
But I thought pakata is accumulation, so if we
by said, just being a nature,
yes.
A nature, which is there.
Very subtle point.
Like while you talk with her, see, lots of ignorance and attachment,
yes,
all the time.
All the time. But awareness can be even now.
By
even
conditions
then,
from intellectual understanding, very firm to be, yes. Satyayana.
No thought about an obstacle or not talking or anything.
And one can understand the, what is meant by letting go. Because if there is a I cannot or I and I and I, it's not letting go anything. So the past is just already gone. No concern about it. And only that which awareness is aware. So it means that awareness understand that let go of the past.
Yes, like that. Okay.
Yeah,
the attachment's
yeah,
all gone.
Yeah.
And better just thinking with attachment than with wrong idea, wrong view and wrong practice about trying to not have it or something.
So one can see attachment, and the first citta nupassana satipatthana is citta with attachment.
Okay.
Otherwise, it cannot be eliminated at all because it's so thick, so quick and so thick. And being dear one, like chocolate and pasta and so on, yeah. It pleases what you like to have. Yeah.
Distracting.
How powerful it is to be samsara all the time, from life to life, from life to life, from life to life.
And usually one's swept away by attachment so easily. Like in the beginning I said, you choose, I have no interest at all. But then, oh, what about this, what about that? And then so it's quickly lost in the story of it. And,
deceptive is the word I was trying to think of. The attachment is so deceptive.
Attachment
is so deceptive because it sneaks in and difficult to identify.
So what we have listened, what we have read, will come at that moment without thinking about it. That it's that which we had before, exactly the same, how strong, how weak it is, with different words.
I think it's more apparent to me now than it ever was, how it has to be natural.
Otherwise,
previously one sort of wondered how it could be completely natural.
But it's so very difficult to have awareness of the very natural one here, because it is used to be to go, the foot of the world, thinking about other things all the time.
Bit of pain?
Yeah, some pain.
Do you have any painkillers to take? Do you want to take a painkiller?
No.
Then you get this, it's no good.
It's no good. We're just talking about natural and Dharma, and then you'll forget all about the pain.
Yes, quite true. And it's about Dharma, I forget. Yeah, it is really true.
And no one can help except the words of the Buddha.
So we were just saying how awareness has to arise among the akusala.
How awareness has to arise?
And can arise among the akusala.
Among, yeah. Akusala awareness.
Like that.
It would be object of attachment forever.
Yeah, like as Bhikkhu said yesterday, life is beautiful. It seems.
If we don't know the attachment, like the Pali terms or something, if we don't know it's not the right way, it will just be more and more attachment. And the same with seeing, if we don't know that it's dark.
Even the characteristic of reality which experiences only that, your imagination.
Right. The characteristic of that which experiences, no imagination.
Beyond
imagination.
It means it's just that reality which experiences. We cannot think about it or imagine what it is. It's just that which experiences at this moment. No words or terms can describe it, because it's just that reality that experiences, and that reality which experiences isn't light at all.
Does that mean it's dark?
It's dark. But if you think about dark, then it's thinking about the idea of it, not the reality.
It's that, but the process of the sense that is, like the eye sense, covers up the darkness. Darkness does not appear, that's why mind does not appear.
The process, you repeat it, sir, the process of the sense door covers up.
So the mind
doesn't appear.
So mind is not the eye door, ear door, nose door. See, imagine, it's not all these.
It just means we don't even have to say that it's Vipassana Jnana or anything. It just means that because it seems that it's light now all the time, it just means that realities are not clear, like visible object. It's not clear because it seems to last. Yeah. And when it covers up, it just means that those realities are not known. That's all. And when we say it covers up the mind, or it just means because it seems that it's what is seen is there all the time, we don't realize that actually it's thinking all the time and imagining what is seen, and there's an impression of lightness all the time. That's what is meant. Small question about something you said yesterday when we were talking about Panchadwara Vajra Chitta and five doorway, and you said it's the doorways for the chittas in the sense door process, but actually it's the five doorway averting, it averts to the sense door, but the actual doorway is
the
eye sense. So when you said it is the doorway for the sense door process, I think you just meant it is the first chitta, the one that averts to it, but the actual doorway is the eye sense.
It can be the door, but we say the way the chitta can go out to experience it.
So we can talk about the door or the doorway as being either the eye sense or the Panchadwara Vajra Chitta.
Because without the eye, there cannot be the Panchadwara Vajra.
And without the Panchadwara Vajra, there cannot be the seeing. So in that sense, they're both doorway for seeing.
It is an English word, say doorway, door and doorway. But when we think about Bhavanga and then Avajra,
yes,
and then seeing is clearer.
Yes. So it just means like it's the condition for seeing, that's all. It just means it's the condition for seeing.
Right.
Really.
Uh-huh.
So just a different way of expressing it. And one other point about when we were talking about, I was talking about Sankara in different contexts, and then you mentioned even at moment of seeing, because Chaitanya arises at moment of seeing, so you're saying, okay, Sankara at moment of seeing. So Sankara at the moment of seeing, just referring to Chaitanya. So here, are you referring to Sankara Kanda at that moment, or you're just referring to the Chaitanya
is Sankara Dhamma, and it is Sankara Kanda.
Yes. So at the moment of seeing, will any Dhamma at that moment, Pasa is Sankara Dhamma, Sanya is Sankara Dhamma.
Right.
So you
never change.
Just saying, okay, Sankara Dhamma.
In order to really understand that the understanding of Sankara is perfect.
No, I just wanted to be clear. And also when we talk about what the reason...
Good, Kunina. Very good. Sorry, Falcon Jonathan.
She's waiting for her pudding now. And when we talk about the 50 Chaita seekers, including Chaitanya, which are Sankara Kanda, because they accumulate in a way that Sanya and Vedana don't accumulate, but then we're only referring to them at moments of Kusala and Akusala when they accumulate, because Chaitanya, which arises at the moment of seeing, it's Sankara Kanda, but we cannot say at that moment that it's accumulated.
No, because it's the result.
So,
finished.
So when we say that the reason the 50 Chaita seekers are Sankara Kanda is, to be specific, is because at the moments of Kusala and Akusala, they accumulate.
From hearing, understanding, it develops little by little to know what is what. It's just like picture. Because picture is that which is thought about as people and things.
Last time I couldn't join the Dhamma talk, but I listened online. And I was a bit shocked when listening when you said about we are living in the darkness. Because only at the moment of seeing, there's light.
Yeah.
And at other moments,
before the
darkness.
Prayer begins, it's dark.
Yeah. So,
in the theater.
Darkness of
no light.
Yeah, darkness of ignorance, and darkness is the dark.
What is darker?
Yeah.
Ignorance. Under the ocean.
But even never, at moments of hearing and thinking, it's dark.
Never heard before. Mm-hmm.
And neither the world of truth, the world of citta and cetasikas and rupa. Because now the world of fear and so on. But actually, without the citta, cetasika, nothing appears.
No world appears.
But no one knows the reality which experiences all the time. Eons and eons go non-stop.
And the seeing at this moment is the same as seeing that like eons and eons of
different world from past world, past life, and future life. We don't know what the world would be at all.
But it will be just seeing and just hearing.
Under the ground, under the water, up
yes.
in the sky,
yes.
or where.
Yeah. So the seeing of a human being is the same with the seeing.
It's conditioned by karma. So one can see how karma can work everything in one scene. Seeing, see, from nothing to seeing by karma. And ignorance follow immediately.
Mm.
Make up story of everything, the field, the tree, and bungalow, and everyone here.
And what were you saying about letting go and forgetting? Because I didn't record it.
Because you see that without understanding, there is no idea of letting go of what. See? It's not just letting go. But seeing right now, is there any attachment as self? And how can it be letting go the idea of wrong understanding of I see?
Only understanding of that reality which is so impermanent at that moment.
Yeah. So it's not easy, but it can develop by itself. Just understand, that's all. Keep on understanding. Even there is a desire or attachment wanting to do something, understanding can understand. Otherwise, there's no way to let go of that.
So yesterday when we you talked about the tanha and avijja, before I heard I read in the books from other teachers that they say tanha is like the cause to the the 12 the so-called Buddha and Dad. But you say avijja.
Avijja cannot understand anything at all. That's why it's the way for tanha to arise and take it from.
And only when there's a tanha, tanha can be eliminated.
Because panya eliminate avijja.
Yes.
Which was tanha.
So if they have the idea of just cut tanha, it's just tanha speaking.
Yes. Impossible to
just
cut
attachment
tanha.
To the idea of not having attachment.
Yeah, and the idea of self who can cut
to something.
So something.
Seeing right now, not make it arise. You want to cut tanha.
Or you cut dosa.
If it was so easy to cut kilesa, then cut, finish. But it cannot be so easy.
It can be learned, it can be taught, that's all. It can be understood.
And these small talks we have really show how there is no control of anything. Everything happens so quickly that Yes,
no
you can't. No time to
understand sacred experiences.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why it has to be the natural letting go of whatever is.
Yes,
because
yes.
What happened a moment ago, what was conditioned, completely gone. No point in thinking about
and never coming back.
Just like Prasanna, always once upon a time.
Once upon a time,
even a minute ago is once.
Yes.
Upon a time.
Not just a minute, but a second ago.
If there is a black curtain, it covers up everything.
People and things all the time.
Or
words.
Yeah.
All day, all night. Yeah. Even for one that is chitta.
The one chitta, the object that is unknown.
Because you see that as soon as for one that is there, nothing before, all gone. See? Mm. And it's in between each reality, so yeah. Each reality is all gone. But it's not gone until moment of being fast asleep. But even so, avijja is so great that it cannot understand the truth that actually there's nothing. In order to understand that all realities are not true, only the nibbana is true. Because just from nothing to something and then nothing again.
Nothing again, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like something happened and then gone.
So actually it's like nothing to nothing.
Right.
Because
so
it's like nothing.
So whenever it's ringing, right understanding begins to see that how foolish it is to cling to
cling
that which is not thing. But they think that there is this, that thing that we cling, but actually it's gone. Never lasting at all.
Well, it makes sense that when you say it like that, you know, this that it goes so quickly, and yet they're still clinging because this understanding is not enough.
Mm-hmm. That's why I listen
again and again, yeah.
Just to understand.
Mm.
And how about your question yesterday? Was it clear that you
I think I want to know more about it, about thinking. From what John has explained, I understand like this. Thinking is a citta, and it can be thinking with kusala or kusala. And vitaka is an chitasika. It's something else because before I thought that they are one, it's the same. But now I know that one is chitta and the other is chitasika. But in the eighth talk path, as far as I know, all the eight elements are chitasika, and the second one. Also translated as
it's vitaka chitta sika,
yeah,
sama sankappa.
Right, yeah, right thinking. Also yes. Translated as right thinking. So, but I think it's right thinking in the Eightfold Path is different from thinking with kusala. That's
why we have to understand what vitaka is.
Yeah.
Because it's not like at the moment when the Eightfold Path arises and directly understands the reality, so it's not just thinking as we are used to thinking about, because it directly the vitaka touches that object, the reality, which understanding directly understands.
Yeah, that's what I understand about that. So the object of vitaka and the is the paramatta dhamma, realities?
It depends, because if we're talking about the Eightfold Path, the object has to be Paramatta Dhamma.
Yes.
When it's the Aryan Eightfold Path, the moment of enlightenment, then of course Nibbana is the object. But in the development of the path, moments of Satipatthana, then it is any reality. So the object of the citta and those chetasikas, including vitaka, is Paramatta Dhamma. But other times, like now, vitaka arises with almost every citta.
It
has the same object as the citta.
Yes, but the object of citta with kusala are the concept, right? Like at the moment of dana, or at the moment of sila. So the object of
what about
of
the thinking? Sense process?
Sense process. The
is a kusala before the object has fallen in.
I see. Yes, before thinking, there's already a kusala.
Being attached to that which is experienced, no matter, no idea about it yet.
So there can be attachment or aversion to anything, any reality or any concept.
Yes. So also at the moment of. Vitaka is vitaka arises after
as the seeing has fallen away with the other
cheetahs
in that process, and in every mind door process with every cheetah.
So in the
and
the
even in deep sleep.
Yes. So in, at the moment of hearing or listening, hearing or seeing, only seven. Chetasika accompanying.
Yes, and then
after that, more than
must be more.
More.
So as it has fallen away.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
apart from those who have developed jhanas, it arises with every single chitta, apart from those sense door experiences of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching.
So
whether you want to call it thinking at the moment of the vipaka cheetahs after seeing or not.
Yeah.
Actually, it's just that reality which touches the object
in
order for the cheetah and the other cheetah seekers to experience it.
Yeah. So before that, I was wondering about the vitaka in the Eightfold Path. It functions just that touching the object. Why? What call the right thinking?
Because it's not wrong translation.
Very confusing.
Wow. Mm.
It's the chetasika that is essential for understanding, to understand the object, because without vitaka leading or touching that object, like a rudder on a boat, then understanding cannot understand it.
Right.
So understanding has to arise with vitaka to experience that object. That's why it accompanies understanding in the Eightfold Path.
Yes, that's what I understand about when we say the right in the samma.
Yes.
So always accompany with understanding.
If it's samma, must be with right understanding.
Even at the intellectual level. Right. Correct. From intellectual level of understanding the object of the vipaka is realities.
It is intellectual level. It's the concept of reality.
Yes, that's what
like
I
now
I
we're
say.
Talking about visible object that's seen.
It's the beginning, right?
So it's the concept of reality.
Yes.
So understanding understands rightly, and vitaka touches that object rightly at that moment.
Yes.
But we cannot call it yet the Eightfold Path. But it is the development of understanding that leads to the Eightfold Path.
So, for example, at this moment, there is contemplation or considerations of the realities. It's just the beginning
It's a beginning of the development of understanding,
but not
leading
yet
to the development of Satipatthana and the development of the path. The Pariyatti, which leads to the Patipatti. The path and the development of Satipatthana is the Patipatti. The direct understanding.
So, for example, at the moment when you're considering or contemplating on the Dhamma, so already the Pariyatti, Patipatti?
Pariyatti.
Pariyatti, yeah.
On the so Dhamma, what do you mean about that?
There's more and more understanding. So, that, for example, when it's the understanding is developed, little by little, then that process,
the understanding grows, develops, so that it gets closer and closer to understanding the reality directly, by understanding the characteristic of that reality, not by thinking, but directly.
Already the Pariyatti? No, not yet, right? It's still the Pariyatti, right? Not Patipatti yet, right?
So now there's reflecting about different dharmas.
Yes.
When it's Kusala reflecting with understanding, it's Pariyatti understanding. It's not. The Patipatti is the direct understanding of the reality, not by thinking, but by directly knowing. Visible object when it appears, seeing it appears.
Because many people, they think that when they practice, that is Patipatti.
That's what I mentioned yesterday. They want to skip Pariyatti and just directly experience.
Yeah, when they do something like a sitting or walking or trying to have awareness or something like that, it's like they think that they are practicing. That is called the Patipatti.
When so it's just the practice disease. You can ask the
Jhana. So many misunderstanding about
what is Patipatti.
Yes.
When it's not careful study, it has to be like right thinking, see, conditioned the quality of thinking. Actually, it's just touching, because the limited is arising at that moment. Each performance is so Vitaka cannot do anything at all. Even thinking, it touches the object which is thought about.
And if there isn't really careful consideration of each word, like thinking and Vitaka, and what is the Eightfold Path, and what is the object, there cannot be even the beginning of Pariyatti, so forget about Patipatti, because when it's not the right intellectual understanding about realities, not even the very beginning, because it's still all the idea of I, who can be aware of this and that, and can directly practice, but actually there's not even the beginning of Pariyatti understanding in that case.
Even the word study should be one study, not. Not the word at all.
So, Vitaka in the Eightfold Path is also touch.
No matter when.
Oh, okay.
Same function, same characteristic.
Yes.
But the object is different. Even it's very usual like now, but understanding makes it different. Mm.
So at that moment,
it's okay.
The moment Samma
Sankappa,
Sankappa,
Samma Sankappa,
not the moment of Samma Sankappa.
Moment of
path consciousness.
Sorry. So, I mean,
moment of all understanding of reality.
Understanding of reality.
Yes.
So, the Vitaka touched the object. The object of Vitaka is a Paramatthadhamma.
When it is the April path,
so that Chitta can understand it better.
I see.
But when it's very ordinary, without very keen understanding, vitaka cannot touch as a touch, and it's a path.
Are you thinking of the development of samavitaka?
How come?
Because you're asking so many questions about it.
Because before, I was mixed up with the vitaka and thinking. Mm-hmm. I thought they are one.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, it's
now
a
that's
big
been
misunderstanding.
No, it's quite a common misconception, actually. The same as when we, in ordinary language, talk about concentrating on something, that also is thinking. It's not the mental factor of concentration. It's the ordinary idea of concentration, which means jitta is thinking.
And sometimes they also translate vitaka as intention, but that's also wrong and confusing. So actually whatever word is used, like if we say touching, people will think of touching, so whatever word is used, there will be misunderstanding unless one considers carefully and really understands what the meaning is about the reality.
All these factors, the Eightfold Path factors, develop as understanding develops. Like vitaka, right vitaka, right concentration, viriya, etc.
Yes.
They all develop as understanding is developed. So one doesn't have to think about them being developed separately.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Yeah. They just perform their function.
Much clearer now.
Begins again, because it's so very little, and the akusala dump in all the time. So begin again.
Begin and
at that very moment, like before the other moments which has come, from the moment when no understanding is there, and begin to understand, and all the akusala is on top. So begin again. It's not as clear yet. If there's no akusala coming in a day, there would not be the word begin again.
If there was no akusala
coming all day long,
all day,
to cover up again and again and again.
Mm. And while there is akusala, it's accumulating, so
it covers up the truth that one begin. There is a beginning to understand the word, but it's covered up again and again, so it begins again. Because of the thickness of the ignorance, every day, more and more. So at this moment, awareness begins again. By conditions, otherwise there must be the idea of self all the time, more and more. So there is the words about better be asleep than awaken with akusala.
But also at that time, no chance to increase understanding, right? Just do not produce any bad.
For one guy, it's better than experience with akusala.
So I like to sleep.
And wake up again with akusala. That's why no matter one can sleep or cannot sleep, with panya it's all right. Like any time, anywhere, panya is the best.
We talk about just thinking is like dreaming. We're in a dream the whole time. And last night I had a really bad dream. It was horrible. And I thought this morning that
yes, I understand its thinking, but it seems like in the day I wouldn't think something like that, that I did at night.
One can see one's own accumulation. How terrible. Yeah. Yeah, it can condition such experience. And it's just like thinking, ordinary thinking, without visible object or sense objects. That's all. It can be right now by conditions. Just live.
Just
because
live, yes.
There are conditions to live. That's all. But make the best of life. Seeing the value of understanding.
I suddenly remember about the case of my friend's mother, who is like about to die, but she still needs the support of the machine, and they can see like the heartbeat, but on the machine screen. But we don't know when she died. But if the family decided to do something because thinks she's dead, but in fact, she's not dead yet. So in that case,
what can we do? What can anyone do? All are conditioned.
It is just like the killing.
That is thinking, but who can help? What can do?
Intention to kill?
I think no intention to kill.
It's an intention to turn off a machine. It's not an intention. Is that what you're talking about?
No. I mean just because they don't know exactly when the person died.
Thinking ahead of time. We don't know what really comes. So leave it to conditions. Just live with the present moment. Otherwise, one loses the precious moment of understanding what is going on now. If there is such thinking, there can be understanding of that reality as not self. It's just a conditioned moment. So when right understanding brings the reality close to understanding, whatever it's now.
I found it interesting today also when, and I've heard it before, but you were saying that the person who has died, they have no memory of the loved ones they've left behind, and so everybody's back here grieving, but that being could be mosquito, could be dewa, could be anything.
And at the end, nothing.
Nothing.
So one clings to nothing.
Yes.
As long as there is the understanding of this, is room more understanding of. It can it cannot condition attachment as strong, but when it's there, it can be object of understanding.
When the clinging is there, yes.
No one can stop the clinging. It has a reason. Its characteristic shows how anatta it is, but ignorance cannot understand that. See. So it's only the matter of ignorance. If there is no word of the teachings of the Buddha, there is no way to have less and less ignorance. That's why Buddhang Saranang Kacchami, the Buddha himself, is Ratana, the most precious. And the Dhammang Saranang Kacchami and the Sanghang Saranang Kacchami. Not just recite the word. So reciting doesn't have any meaning at all. It shows ignorance and attachment. Because attachment is there any moment. Combing one hair, or doing something, put on shoes, everything. Yeah. No need to look for it, it's there. Yeah. Okay.
Reason that you
stress a lot about nothing is just to really understand how very brief and impermanent reality is.
As long as it is something, it's object of attachment. Because of ignorance, that is life that lasts. Actually, it's not lasting at all. That's why if life is very easy going, because whatever arises has fallen away.
We think certain plans are very important to do this or that or whatever, but actually it's just different condition.
Just one moment.
Just a moment.
And it depends on conditions. That's why what happened, it doesn't matter at all.
We always think everything matters.
Only when there are conditions for its arising.
Yes, and if we don't hear and consider like yesterday, one can see anyone will just keep to their own idea, so one needs to question, and like you say, it has to be everyone's own understanding. It's nobody just telling people. Everyone has to understand themselves.
And we can see the accumulation of wrong understanding. It's so dangerous. Even there is opportunity to consider the truth, but ignorance cannot understand that. Like going to the meditation center.
And even if not going to the meditation center, trying to catch the reality or trying to be aware.
And want to be a nun or a monk, but stay at home.
Just for praise and just to be important person.
Well, the teaching tell everyone to let things go and be less and less important of the self.
And then after a few years, they say they cannot disrobe because now they can't work or do anything. It gets harder and harder.
But in order to be truthful, one has to understand that the teachings of the Buddha is so very deep and is so very precious when there is the understanding. So no matter who we are, monk or nun or lay people, the most precious thing is understanding. So from the understanding which has been heard, there can be the courage to live as the accumulation is. To be courageous to live the monkhood. And whatever happened, there must be ways for it.
It will work out.
Yeah, it will work out.
As you say, it just takes courage to really be truthful and understand reality. And even like the attachment to certain plans or ways or kinds of foods, understand it's just a moment from nothing.
Thinking about Super Buddha, see, the leopard beggar can become a Sotapa.
Yes.
Life is so hard for that person to get breakfast, lunch, just rice, which is left by the others.
It is the accumulation for understanding. And when it talks about the gradual teaching for Super Buddha, but actually it has to be the understanding of reality from the beginning, no matter one's talking about virtues or dharma or superpowers or anything.
Yeah, just one word can condition understanding which has been accumulated. For example, nothing.
Yes.
See? Before they can become anything. Nothing. No sound and no sound. So just that can be understood as it's always like that.
and talking about realities is nothing like whether it's jhana, citta or panya or anything, just to understand how very impermanent and right. consequential whatever arises in life is, otherwise one is always clinging to certain states like metta or understanding.
As well as panya has been developed to the degree that it really understands that whatever happens must happen. No need to think or plan for anything, because even thinking at that moment is conditioned. So it doesn't matter at all to think or not to think.
We think all the time if we arrange life like this and this and this, it will be pleasant or easy, and forget completely that the only way it is easy is through just understanding such impermanent dharmas.
And realities are there all the time to be known, but without, it depends on the words of the Buddha, which will condition moment of understanding to understand it, or just developing, not enough to understand it yet.
The idea of I who can arrange is so deep-rooted and
because ignorance and attachment follows everything. That's why Panya has to know everything.
Yes. To be very truthful too.
So one can see the moment when there is less attachment because of right understanding. And by the time it has developed, see how great it is to be able to let things go completely. The idea of self or anything in it, which just appears and falls away.
And what is gone is completely gone, completely. No consequence whatsoever.
Like the Bodhisattva Chataka, see?
Which one?
The Bodhisattva Chatakas, all his life, never come back at all.
No. Difficulties, the different lives, the different family.
Once he was, and then gone.
And it's kind of even talking to my mother because of her memory issues. Mm. It's easy to understand, like now every trip she's ever been on, completely forgotten, her family members forgotten, everything. She used to love her big house with all her antiques, all completely forgotten. So actually it's like this in life, everything completely forgotten.
Better than keep on remembering that which hasn't been again. Even the house of everything, each moment is gone. So one can understand the foolishness of not understanding the truth, to be blind from life to life.
And everyone knows in theory that life is short and death is coming, but still we act like
it doesn't matter.
Will
last. It doesn't matter, otherwise the I and attachment try its way again. From here to there, they have their place. Whenever there is no right understanding, they are there. So only right understanding can eliminate ignorance and attachment until it is completely eradicated. Because Panya can see more and more of the truth of reality.
I think anywhere, wherever one goes, most of the time we are all selfish, actually.
But I think that it's a very, very strong accumulation. And we can see in one's life, in daily life, no matter our friend, our sister, our brothers, our teacher, or whatever, the way the selfishness condition is daily life.
Yes, but I think it's like that for all of us. I think most of the day we are thinking about ourselves and our interests.
Even it is very strong, accumulated, but still panya, which can see or understand reality, make it different. That's why.
And know what it is.
That's why even people have selfishness, but it depends on the other accumulation as well.
Yes. And whether there is any understanding of what the real issue or problem is.
Because right understanding is right understanding, and accumulation of selfishness and self and attachment is different.
Yes. It works its way, as you always say. Like if one's on a trip with people who have some understanding of the Dharma, it's different. It works its way out.
And that's why the Arhata cannot live with the lay people at all anymore, because of the lay people's interest, the way the interest of the people about themselves and so on. Even the subject which is talked about is different.
Even for us with just a little understanding.